Welcome to Silence the Mind Clock. I'm your host, Maria T. Finch, and I'm super glad that you're here. Get ready to quiet that mind and reap the rewards. Good morning, everyone. Welcome. I am so happy today to have Prema with me. Prema, welcome.
Hi, thanks so much for having me, Maria. I'm really thrilled to be here with you and your audience.
Great. So please start by introducing yourself.
Yeah, hi. So I am among many things, I'm a Vedic astrologer, I'm a business oracle, and I've written a really cool and useful book that's won some awards called Your Sacred Wealth Code, Unlock Your Soul Blueprint for Purpose and Prosperity. So now that we have that out of the way, really what I'm here for and what I'm passionate about is supporting, guiding, inspiring visionaries, entrepreneurs to really activate their divine gifts to align with their sacred wealth code. And that's all encoded within your soul blueprint, because I believe the more you know about you and you're able to drive this amazing vehicle of you, the better choices you can make, the more you can use your divine gifts, you can be more on purpose, but you can also have more fulfillment and more enjoyment and what wealth truly is for you.
Yeah, that's wonderful. So everyone, I can attest to the fabulousness of Prema's book. I have read it. It is wonderful. So go out and get a copy is my advice. So can you start by telling us, what does it mean to be a Vedic? Is it Vedic or Vedic astrologer?
You can say it either way. I say okay. Vedic. Vedic is just fine too.
Right? Okay. Okay.
Yeah. So a Vedic astrologer is the astrology of India. And this astrology comes from the Vedas, which are over 6,000-year-old texts. Now, we use the same constellations as the Western system does. We go, I want to say, layers deeper, because we really go into the nakshatras, the lunar mansions. Those are configurations of stars within the constellations that actually define the constellations. We keep time slightly differently. Usually in the Vedic system, if your sun sign is Cancer, a lot of times it'll be Gemini in the Vedic system. And we're looking more at the ascendant first, then the moon. Those move very quickly and define who you are and also define your consciousness. And then we're looking at the sun, which is the soul, but it only moves every 30 days. And actually, we're looking at a lot of things. So what I love about this astrology is it's been around for a long time. It's been practiced to date, you know, it's been practiced in many, many different ways. I don't use it for prediction, although I can really help people with the timing. And in fact, with entrepreneurs, I do a whole session around like their launches or their products, or, you know, is it aligned and what's the timing of all those things. But timing is different than prediction. I believe that prediction robs people of choice, because I'm seeing a particular timeline and I'm saying what I'm seeing based on the current circumstances. But every choice you make opens up a new set of choices. And so we always have free will. We always are at choice. So I like to let people know what the energetic conditions are, how they're wired up, what's the current energy that's happening now, and how is that affecting them and their soul cycle, and then help them to make conscious choices that really move them along their purposeful path, or move them past the challenges, the blocks, the barriers that they're facing now, which we also choose at some level, whether we're conscious of it or unconscious of it, to develop ourselves.
So how do you, for a particular person, if you're doing the astrology for a person, and I believe it connect to birth date and birth location and birth time?
Yes, exactly.
So what if you were born in the exact same place at the exact same time as another person? How does that, like, how is it unique to a person, or is it unique to a date and time?
That's a really great question. So it is, you know, we are looking at a date, we are looking at a time. Okay. And absolutely the exact same time. And then an exact same place. Yes. Mm-hmm. And I actually don't run across it like hardly ever. that we have those exact, even though someone might have the same birthday, because their ascendant moves very quickly. So a couple of minutes or, you know, these things can make, and the moon moves quickly, can make a huge difference on things. So the, how those soul choices and all the play of their sacred wealth code and the planets in the chart, how those interplay and how someone makes use of those is going to be very, very individual. Because remember, even though we might have some of the same encoding, what we do with that encoding could be very different. So if you have two electricians or you have two yoga teachers, they've got the same body of information, but it's artistry. How do we apply that? How conscious is the person? How much have they developed themselves? You know, are they, is the person in a really challenging time? So are they handling that differently? How do we use that wiring, that set of tools, can be really different.
Okay, that's really interesting. So I'm thinking for our listeners, it might be helpful just to say, so for someone who's never encountered this type of astrology before, how do you introduce somebody to this whole concept?
Well, that's one of the things I really love about the body of work, the Sacred Wealth Code, because it's based on an actual scientific principle in Vedic astrology. Vedic astrology is very scientific, but it's an art. You have to have the intuition, and it's an art to read it. Okay.
Okay.
And I also want to say the caveat is that I will never tell somebody that, like, even a big challenge for them, like, oh, this is terrible, it's going to happen to you. I will only tell someone that they might be up against a challenge when I can give them the remedies for that challenge, or the remedies that actually I have in my tool bag. And that's one of the reasons that I work on four levels. And the first level is I'm a psychic, I'm an intuitive, and that's where the astrology comes in. And I'm doing this, if you're watching this on video, because this is up in the upper chakras here, the upper energy centers. And then a big part of my work is helping people to really understand and then trust themselves and trust their intuition. And that has to do with the heart. And I have a lot of practices in my book and my programs, all my work about connect, even in a reading, I'll connect people to their heart. So you learn to trust yourself and you get your own answers. This is where we're connected to the field of possibilities as well, the unknown. Then there's breaking through our beliefs, our barriers, our blocks. And that's kind of down in this second and third chakra area. And so I have a lot of clearing processes, and I will always give somebody some kind of a remedy, or I do clearing sessions as well. And then the last is coming down to practical strategy. And a lot of people just try to go to practical strategy, but if you don't have everything else lined up, you're not going to be able to take those actions. And those come from a collaboration of usually me and a client, of inspired action, of tuning in. And then, you know, I bring some other things into it. So introducing someone to the Sacred Wealth Code is incredibly user-friendly. And I was really grateful when this body of work developed into the level it is now, where, you know, it's got a journal, it's got archetype cards. We'll get into that in a little bit here. We've got, I've got a couple of your archetypes up here.
Okay.
And the Sacred Wealth Code allows people to understand from an archetypal language, by getting their Sacred Wealth Code archetypes, how they're wired for purpose and prosperity, with a very user-friendly description. And this is actually from your Vedic astrology chart. So the beautiful thing about this introduction is archetypes are a soul language. Everyone understands in their own way. So if I say to you leader, if I say to you organizer, if I say to you mystic, everyone has a story that opens up that's very unique to them that they can understand. And over time, we'll understand in different ways, because it's like a live soul language. So the Sacred Wealth Code is just a beautiful way, and that's why it was given to me and developed to the level that it is developed now. And even my book is very much of a playbook workbook, and it's got practices and all kinds of stuff. Some people just come in for their soul blueprint, which is really the full meal deal. Like, we're going to really dive into all of it. And the way I introduce anyone to this is if you notice how I'm speaking, I'm really talking a very practical language people can understand. I'm not here to be so esoteric that it does, you know, okay, well, that's cool, but what do we do with that? That makes no sense to me. It needs to come down to what's on the soul, needs to come down to the earth and be in the soles of our feet. So we're in embodiment and we're actually living it. And that's, so I introduce people by meeting them where they're at. And that's why I've created a lot of different tools and programs and such. And then they can step in as much as they want to and feels right for them.
And who do you seek to serve? Or is this something that anybody can use?
Okay, the actual body of the work, the Sacred Wealth Code, anybody can use. In fact, I have some clients that'll come in and then want it for their children because their children can totally resonate with some of these archetypes. And also, so they can, each archetype has a, so let me just define this. Your Sacred Wealth Code is where your purpose and your prosperity intersects. Okay. And at that intersection point in your soul blueprint, it's purpose planets or I won't go into the geeky part of it, but it has to do with your purpose and how that's wired up, but also your prosperity, your wealth, and how that's wired up. So that's useful for everyone to know, whether you're in a career, working a job, or whether you are an entrepreneur or a visionary of some sort. It's useful for, it also has the shadow side as well as your divine gifts. At this intersection is where I found our people's highest value gifts. The gifts when they use, the world actually responds back to them. And so the more we embody those gifts, step into those gifts, use those gifts, and move past our shadow, which is also depicted as well, we're just on that purposeful path of the Sacred Wealth Code. It doesn't have to be, I have to think of this astrology stuff. No, I need to learn how to use and activate my highest value gifts, not the one I'm just good at or people have told me I'm good at, but the ones I really was born with a PhD in. So this is good for anybody and everybody. I really am super passionate about working with conscious visionaries. And by conscious visionaries, I mean people who are consider themselves on a path of consciousness, waking up to more and more of who they are and what this, this whole reality that we're living in and the spiritual domain. And people are who are wanting to make an, you know, some kind of a shift or a change, whether that's through your business. Some people are writing a book though. Some people are starting a foundation. They've already created all the wealth that they want. Some people are just, you know, creating a community or some nonprofit, but a lot of entrepreneurs at lots of different levels.
How do you define wealth?
Yeah. Wealth is, in my definition, which I really do take from my interpretation of Vedic astrology with, and especially within the Sacred Wealth Code, which is wealth is everything you need to fulfill your purpose. And what I mean by that is that we're here to acquire not just the money, money is just a common currency of exchange that replaces other resources and then can purchase resources. So this also means the knowledge you need, the relationships you need, the tools, and yes, the currency. And also I do want to say the energetic currency, like how much, what is your vibration? Do you have the energetic currency to acquire what you need in order to fulfill your purpose? Sometimes that's going to be clarity. Sometimes that's going to be flat out finances. And the way that's wired up in your soul blueprint is there's three purpose houses and it's followed. Each purpose house is followed by a wealth house. They all are slightly different and mean certain different things, but in order, we know what our purpose is. Now, what do we need to fulfill it? That's what wealth is. And it's very unique. If you and I sat down, or if you had done, maybe you did the work in the book around the wealth dream, you'd really, and there's a whole part in the book where you really dig into what is your wealth dream and really understand what it is wealth is to you and what you're really desiring. It's very, very unique. Some people, it's all about money and that's their wiring. Some people, yeah, about the relationships. Some people it's just a certain level of security. And some people it's like they have these huge dreams that aren't necessarily better than someone wants as security. That's just how they're wired up. They want to do some big, huge thing in the physical world.
Yeah. One of the things that struck me when I read your book and worked through these things is I know that one part of wealth for me is time.
Oh gosh. Yes.
Like having, being able to control my time, value my time, et cetera. And when I read that, I was like, oh, wow, that's such a unique way to define wealth because I definitely have made sacrifices choosing one thing over another. And it's so wonderful to look at a choice like that and define it as wealth.
Absolutely. And you'll realize that, okay, you've heard the classic story, like someone's climbing the corporate ladder and they get the promotion and they end up in the corner office and they get there and they go, what am I doing here? I never really wanted this. Or they're in a relationship and they're like, what? So it's we have so much cultural programming and conditioning and limiting beliefs that we've acquired or that are coming at us full steam ahead all the time. And I know a lot of the work that Maria, that you're doing, and especially in a, and on this podcast as well, helping people like what that's what causes that mind chatter and to shut it down so that you can hear yourself and hear your own thoughts and your own heart and stuff. So understanding that really what's yours as far as thoughts, feelings, emotions, desires compared to just what you've been programmed for is super useful information.
Absolutely. Absolutely. So can you go through an exercise of like how to tune into that inner voice? Can you do that right now? Like, is that something you can do on a podcast?
Okay. And I will say that in the book, the cards, the journal, there is a meditation called the Soul Wisdom Meditation. That's about 12 minutes long that does this in a longer and this has been my practice for years. And so I've brought it into all of my work and it's super, super useful. So, but I can do this in condensed time because I'll energetically make this happen for us all. So if you're not driving, close your eyes. Closing your eyes takes away 80% of the stimuli that coming at us. And then put your hand on your heart for a quick connect. Your mind is an amazing tool, but your heart is where your wisdom is. Your heart is where your sacred wealth code lives and all the rest of your guides. Your heart is where your intuition is, but your heart is also where your soul speaks to you and you're connected to the field of all possibilities beyond what the mind can comprehend. And take a couple of deep breaths as if you're breathing right in and out through your heart. Good. And another deep full breath. And on the exhale, just really letting your shoulders go. That's where we carry our responsibilities. You get to be held in this moment, open, and we want to recognize the mind as well. It's brilliant, yet it's busy, as most minds are. And you can imagine your mind maybe as a precious gem, if you like. And we're going to take that mind and we're going to drop it all the way down into the heart. And I like to imagine the heart like this beautiful warm pool that you just can't wait to get to. And like if you ever like floated in some beautiful warm water, you know, there's just that, that sense of letting go and relaxing. So just imagine you could drop your mind straight down into your heart. I'll lead us there. We're going to drop it down through the nasal cavity, the top of the throat, the base of the throat, just trust this is happening, the top of the chest, and right down into the very center of your chest. And take a deep full breath, breathe in and out through your heart, just landing there, marrying the mind and the heart, so the mind can be an amazing tool and follow the lead of your heart, your deep wisdom, your soul. I believe that you're connected to your soul blueprint. That's why I make tools to help you to recognize that. But we have to be able to tune in and feel and sense and listen. I'm going to drop a couple of questions into your heart, just like I'm dropping a pebble, throwing a pebble into a pond. And your job is just to relax, sit back, open up, and notice what comes to the surface. You know it's your mind when you're kind of trying to think hard to pull something down. But it's usually the first thing that pops in, whether it's a thought, a feeling, a vision. We all have our own internal language. So relaxing into that heart space, take another deep full breath. And I want to invite you just to bring into your awareness, if there's something in particular you're dealing with at this particular time, you can bring that into your awareness, or you can just do this on a very general level. And the question is, what is it that my heart is most desiring for me? What does my heart just want me to open up to, relax into, step more fully into, or even to let go of? What's my heart want for me? Just asking like you're asking yourself. Notice the first thing that pops in. You can just make a mental note. If you feel like you need to write it down, that's totally fine too. We have two more questions. Dropping right back into the heart, take that deep breath. Here's the next question. What is it that being this, doing this, having this, whatever my heart has desired for me today, like why is it important? And the other way I ask that question is, when I'm being that, doing that, having that, what could that make possible for me? What could that make possible for me?
Excuse me.
So just opening up to whatever that is, that what could that make possible for you? And our third and final question, you can just make a note of that there mentally, or if you feel like you need to write it down, that's fine. And the third question is, if I really tell myself the truth, what's one inspired action I could take to support myself in whatever it is that my heart is desiring for me today, whatever came up for you? What is it? What's one inspired action? Not like you think you should do, but like, let it bubble up. What's one inspired action that you could take? The key word here is to support yourself. Support yourself in whatever it is your heart is desiring. And this may feel totally unrelated, but the truth is, if you take one inspired action at a time, you will be on your purposeful path. Each choice you make, each thing you take an inspired action on, each way you do that, will open up a new set of choices. So take a moment, make a note of those things, and then tell yourself, also commit to when you are going to do that, take that action. And you can feel free whenever you're ready to open your eyes. Useful?
That was great. That was great. I always tell people, like, if you tune in and you ask, you will always get an answer. I think a lot of people don't think to ask themselves.
They don't, or they just jump to the mind and they question the answers they get. Instead of, that's why we always back that up of like understanding why it's important or what that can actually open up for you in your world. Cause then there's like, oh, I see why. Oh, this is some real stuff. And then we have to back it up with an inspired action, or it can just be fleeting or stay in your journal forever. Right. This way we're bringing it into embodiment. We're taking an inspired action on that, even if it seems very unrelated, because your soul just knows things. See, your mind is very useful in some ways, but your mind is always trying to create the future from the past. So it's looking back as a reference system and a template for how things have been done. And if you're trying to change something or you want something new, that's not a really great place to look for it. If you want to know how to open a doorknob, you know, you don't want to have to figure that out every time, right? That's fine. Right. You know, we know we have a reference for that. But yeah, if we want new and different, then we've got to go to the place where new and different actually is.
Yeah, that's great. That's great. So is there, we're getting towards the end of our time, and I'm just wondering if there's anything that you would either like to, that you would like to share with our audience, or some last words of wisdom or what, yeah, whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. So a couple of things. I would say my number one message to you is I want for you to learn how to trust yourself. And in order to trust ourselves, it's actually simple and complex at the same time. Yes, we need to understand ourselves, understand where our shadow is, understand and have some tools to step out of that shadow, which I even have some in my book, and understand what our gifts are, because that gives us a really juicy place that will support us for us to step forward. And by learning how to tune in and start listening on a regular basis, and trusting that which you sense, hear, or see, and be able to have a way to take action on that. And when you can't, reach out for support. You know, you want to get, you know, we're never meant to do this alone. Let's just face that. Okay. Yeah. We are in a big paradigm shift. There's a lot of intensity in the energy, and we don't have to wait for a paradigm to end for a new one to begin. So for instance, if you are going to start a new job, you might already have had that job, but you're going to taper the other job off before you step into the new job, just as an example. Mm-hmm. So they're in a paradigm shift. You have something important to give, or you would not be alive at this particular time. This is not the easiest time on the planet, and you've come here for a reason, dealing with your own stuff and getting clear and clean. And that's a lifelong process, by the way. But the more you sweep the path in front of you and you have good tools to do that, That's why I'm passionate about people, helping people to work with their shadow. Then you're able to deal with what comes up. The more you understand what your purpose is, you know what you're here for and where to put your energy instead of sort of getting your energy hijacked all the time or sitting in the place of confusion, lack of clarity. You don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. At some level you do. And we need you right now. Okay. Whatever your beliefs are, you're part of the puzzle of what's going on and you're part of the shift of what's going on. So it's imperative to learn how to trust yourself, understand yourself at a deep level, and know that you have, your gifts are really of high value, like really of high value. And you maybe stepped into one or two of them or all of them, and maybe not, but the time is now.
Okay. That is a beautiful place to wrap up. Prema, thank you so much for your time today and for all of this information and wisdom. I'm really grateful. I'm sure our audience is as well.
Thank you. Thanks so much for having me.
Okay. All right, everybody. Thanks so much for listening and hope you enjoyed this episode and we'll see you next week. Bye.
Thanks for listening. If you found this content helpful, please like, comment, and share across your social media. Are you sick of Mind Clock clocking up your days? Book a free initial consult with me at mindcluck.com and let's silence it. Thanks and have a great week.